Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso Steuer.
Hello man, it's me, how are you doing? Are you around?
Well, I'm in Kingston.
Right.
I'm in a pub that I can't remember the name of. A pint of beer costs £2.16 here.
Okay.
Can you fucking believe that?
That's quite a lot. I just wondered whether you'd be back at all, because we need to sort of just bookend this podcast.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you want to just do it now? Maybe I'll record this.
Over the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
Well, I mean, ideally, just... hey, what's with Christmas Eve?
Merry Yogmas and a very, very happy Yogi New Year.
Thank you very much.
So use that, definitely.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you so much. This is going to be a Christmas podcast, and it's going to be short, but sweet. Okay.
Very sweet. Like honey.
Love you.
You too, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome to TTT.
So, Simon, have you done all your Christmas present wrapping and everything?
Not really. All I've done is I've just bought chocolates for my family from Asda, and I'm just going to hand over the boxes of chocolates and go, there you go.
You're not going to wrap them up?
No, it's a waste of resources. They're already wrapped up in their own packaging.
You have to wrap them up.
I'm thinking of the planet.
Well, what do you mean they're already wrapped up in their own packaging? As opposed to, like, you taking all the chocolates out of a box of chocolates in your hand and they're, like, handing it over to someone.
It's like that advert for coffee.
Sorry.
Kenko. They just carry around the grains, you know, granules of coffee everywhere in their hands.
I've not seen that advert. God.
We tried to get rid of 100% of our packaging, but in the end, we stuck to 98%. Because instead of it being in like a glass jar, it's in like a weird kind of bag. You get a bag of coffee.
Oh, do you?
I think it's Joanna Lumley. There's the voiceover.
You've been watching a lot of telly recently, have you? Since you've moved.
Bits and pieces. Something that drives me mad is the fucking Bailey's adverts with some woman's mouth and she's singing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I gotta have coffee. I love my coffee. And she sings some Christmas song in the latest one. I can't remember what
I
it
like
is.
Bailey's,
though.
Man. So, I mean, how many boxes of chocolates have you bought in total?
About 47.
I mean, what, is it just for your immediate family? So your parents and your siblings?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
And they're all the same. They're all milk tray. Every single one. I got 47 boxes of milk tray.
God, how many?
For £5 each.
How many people
Jesus,
have you
that's a lot of money, isn't it?
That is a lot of money. It's like 250 quid.
Well, you know, there's my mum, my dad, my uncle, my aunt, my nan, my cousin.
I mean, we've heard a little bit about some of your relatives, like your uncle who's the farmer. Is he getting the milk tray?
My uncle the farmer? What?
Yeah. The one of your uncles who's got a really strong farmer accent.
Oh, right, Bill. Oh, God. I don't know if I'll see Bill.
He's not getting a meal tray then.
I don't know if he's still alive, to be honest. He might have died at some point.
Right. That's lovely. That's just what I wanted to hear on the Christmas season.
I don't know, man. He might be dead. I haven't seen him in years. He might have died years ago, for all I know.
You do realise that you can go and buy, like, Christmas wrapping paper for, like, 50 pence from the pound shop. Sorry, a pound from the pound shop. That was a stupid mistake.
50 pence from the 50 pence shop.
Yeah, you can get two for a pound from the pound shop. Do you know what I mean? It's not expensive, dude, to go and buy it.
What I don't like, right, is in England, in the UK, I should say, we have the pound shop. But in America, they have dime stores. I mean, what the fuck?
How much is a dime worth?
It's 10 cents.
Is it? That's nothing.
Yeah.
So that's buy 5p. Everything. What can you get for 5p? Like a chewy cola bottle with like a big one.
It used to be called penny sweets, but they're not anymore.
Yeah.
They're 5p. They're dime sweets.
What else can you buy for 5p?
Dime bars.
A rubber band.
It's a variety store. The Wikipedia article's very... Oh, God. Throughout Europe, there's 99 cent paradise. In Ireland, there's Euro 2, Pound World, and Euro World. Here in the UK, we've got Poundland, Pound World, and 99p stores.
Poundland. That's where I went last week. Yeah, that's where I got all my Christmas shopping from. Oh, Christmas shopping. All my wrapping paper and my bows and my... Thing is, this is a bit late because people, if we're talking about this, people will have already done this. Everyone who's listening to this will have already done all their Christmas shopping and wrapping.
It's good, they can associate with us. They can empathise with the podcast. And they're like, oh yes, oh.
I have bought...
The observational humour.
I bought all my Christmas shopping weeks ago, had it all wrapped up from the pound shop. I bought like some little bows and some little...
Bows?
You know, those stick-on bows that you get.
Is that a present for someone? Here, I bought you some bows.
No, like, what are they, those little, they look like little flowers made of ribbon, you know? And you like, pop them on top of a present.
Oh, so it looks like you've tied a really posh bow, stick-on ones. But in actual fact, it's like a pre-made,
bow. Yeah. It's so ridiculously, like, pre-made that it just doesn't look... Like you would ever have even tried to make it yourself. Yeah. One of those. So, you know, you can get all that stuff from Poundland, man. It's great. I was in Poundland with my nan, right? And she, it's like heaven to her, you know? You can get, like, things. If anything is in there that you would normally consider to be less than a pound, like toothpaste or something, you know, it's two for a pound, you know? So it's just heaven for her.
What if something's more than a pound? Do you get, say... half a jar of really big mayonnaise for a pound?
No, you get like a jar of mayonnaise from Romania. It's like called, instead of Heinz mayonnaise, it would be like Hones.
I was trying to think of something really expensive that you would buy at the pound shop, and the best I could do was a really big jar of mayonnaise.
Well, I mean, they sell all sorts of stuff. Like, they sell DVDs. There's a DVD section, unbelievably,
what?
In there. Yeah,
are they a pound? It's got.
Yeah, of course they are. It's Poundland.
Holy shit!
And there's the...
Oh, these are like direct to DVD, really bad horror and thrillers.
They're the worst collection of DVDs, and like Mission Impossible 2's in there and stuff as well. You know,
it's not a bad movie. No. I really like the first Mission Impossible. That's my absolute favourite.
I didn't really like the first one. Anyway, but Pound Shop, man. I mean, they just have, like, you can get anything there, though. Like, crazy stuff, like screwdriver sets and stuff. They're a pound. Torches, batteries.
Can you get change?
What do you mean, change?
Change. Can you get, like, 2 50-pence pieces for a pound? 5 20-pence pieces for a pound.
I think you need to go next door to the arcade and use one of those machines. When was the last time you went into a video game arcade, Simon?
A long time. A long, long time.
In the mid-90s, probably.
Very probably, yes, yeah.
What was... Because I went... Obviously, my nan lives in Claxton, and it's like a seafront town with a pier and all this stuff.
God.
And they've still got a lot of arcades. A lot of these arcades with... these mostly ancient, games in the front. You know, like these old, really old style arcade games where you get two peas. And, you know, you put the two peas in and they fall down. And you try and get
the two peas to push
off the other two peas. Yeah, because what it's... I don't know if people... Haven't you described this to people who don't know what it is?
It's kind of like little plasticky cliffs inside of a game thing.
Cliffs.
So you've got like a glass front, and you've got like little cliffs that move backwards and forwards.
That's right.
And precariously balanced on the edge of these cliffs are just coin after coin after coin. And you drop down money into the machine, and it may push those coins off the edge. The thing is, you'll end up putting like a pound's worth of 2p pieces into it, and when it knocks off some from the edge, you might get, say, 20p back. I mean, I don't really understand why people are so excited about it, because it's just fucking small change.
I know.
It's money that I don't even carry around.
Exactly.
I don't carry around 2p pieces.
No.
What's the fucking point?
What do you do with them,
I've got, right here in my hand, right, it's on my desk, I've got 2p pieces, 2 2p pieces, and wedged between them is some gum that I chewed, and I didn't have a tissue or anything to put it in.
Right.
So I got, out of my pocket, I got these 2 2p pieces, and I just sandwiched the gum between them so it wouldn't get stuck inside my pocket. That's how much I value 4p. 4p. I mean, what can you buy with 4p?
Do you know what that reminds me of, though? That doing that reminds me of using chewing gum to stick 2 1p together and then putting it into a can machine and trying to trick it into thinking it's a pound.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember doing that?
No.
So maybe your 2 2p is actually worth £2 if you find a crappy can machine from 1995.
It's quite thick.
Or an arcade game. It might work on that as well.
That's your tip of the day there.
I mean, these ancient arcade machines that push these 2p down the cliffs. I mean, we'll have to find a picture of it somewhere so people who don't know what the fuck we're talking about, which is probably all of our audience, so they actually know what it is.
They're all Americans and Europeans. They don't understand.
You go to one of these arcades with your nan, and she gets out, like, you know, 10 2p or whatever. You put them in, you get a couple of 2p back. You put them in, you get a couple of 2p back. And she won't leave the arcade until she's lost all of her 2p. You know, that's the goal for my nan, is to spend all your 2p.
It's just not to win anything.
A slow way to spend them. No, but the thing is, I can't imagine that entire machine has more cash in it than about £3, if worth of 2p. You know?
Could you imagine if, like, some armed robbers just ran into the arcade and they just smashed? And they had, like, they had
2p machine open.
They got these huge bags.
And they just scooped it all into a massive sack.
With swag written on the side.
Oh my God.
That would be so fucking
when
heavy.
When they empty that machine out at the end of the night, you know, they can't make a profit. I mean, it must spend
about
50p of electricity keeping it going during the day.
It naturally empties, though, doesn't it?
Into people's pockets, yeah. So how are the price?
How much money do you think the arcade would make from that?
I don't know.
It's just for, like, crazy old nans, whilst their grandsons and granddaughters play
Tekken 3 or whatever.
You know, proper video games.
House of the Dead.
They play the proper games. Nan's kept busy with some fucking Victorian-era arcade game.
Oh, man. And there's the other game there as well. Do you remember the one with the horse racing, where you bet on which horse is going to win? And the horses whir along and
bullshit.
Do a little race. Is this something from my childhood? But you bet, like, there's like it's like a sort of very primitive horse race betting game with plastic horses on a track. And there's like slots around the sort of machine, and what you do is everyone stands around the machine and puts in 2p and then presses the button for the horse that they think is going to win, and then it says stop placing your bets, and then it starts and the horses run, and you know, it goes green wins, and then whoever wins gets like 4p back from their original 2p stake.
Brilliant. Oh, they were horrible. They're so fucking lame. And I swear they were fixed. swear.
I don't, though. I don't know what happens there, but it's not exactly big money, is it? You know, I mean, do you reckon you have to have a gambling license to have one of those machines? You know, installed in your pub or something?
I lost a lot of money on those horse betting machine things. I put a couple of badges on it.
Oh, God, that's a reference to something we did before, isn't it?
Wow. We're going back. We're going way back now.
Oh, man.
Oh, this time machine.
So, I mean, we're coming to the end of our first
It's almost like we're doing
year
a review
of doing the podcast, because we started the podcast in February this year.
Jesus.
Because, do you remember the first one we did was when it was all snowing? Yeah.
Part one.
And it's snowing today, so we've...
And there was no part two.
No, because we never released it, did we?
Oh, God. Well, this could be part two, kind of.
Okay, that's a good idea.
It's very snowy.
It's snowing again.
There's a woman outside with a broom, and she's brooming away, sweeping away the snow.
Brooming away, yeah.
She's brooming it away. Wouldn't a shovel be better, love? Seriously, what are you doing?
Well...
You're brushing snow.
This one guy emailed us with a very long diary email. This is someone called Luggage. He says, "Hi, since I had to go on a business trip last week that involved a fair amount of driving hours, I thought to myself, hey, why don't I download all of the Yogpods there are and listen to them as a kind of marathon of madness?"
Oh my God. First off, right, a listener of ours going on a business trip does seem a little bit unlikely.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Business trip. That sounds like, you know, like he'd put a suit on.
Professional.
Yeah, and drive like a Mercedes,
wow,
you know, across the country. I'll stay in hotels. Anyway, he says, "I'm a relatively new listener to the Yogpod, so I haven't heard them all before. I downloaded them all, broke them up into nice 5-minute pieces, because my car audio can only remember that amount."
What? What?
His car audio can only remember that amount, apparently. So, I don't know. It's a bit dodge.
So he has to play in 5-minute little segments?
Yeah. Well, no, I guess it's just to space them out by track number. So if he had to stop it for some reason, he could get back to where he was more easily. See, that's a very common thing in modern audiobooks. Like, I've been listening to Dan Brown's new book on audiobook, and it's all in 5-minute files. So it's easy to find out where you were if you had to stop it, you know, whereas having it as one like long 2-hour file is a real pain in the ass if you have to stop it and find out where you
I'm looking at my iTunes, right, and we got 23 podcasts, right, in total that's 15 and a half hours.
Yeah,
he had to listen to 15 and a half hours of this shit.
How many 5-minute segments is that?
It's plenty. That's
180. It is.
180.
Yeah.
It must have taken him hours to...
Christ.
This is just madness.
Okay. I have agreed to report back on my experiences and any possible side effects. So here we go. Thursday, 6 a.m. He's written like a diary.
Like a trip report.
"I hate getting up this early. It's December, it's still dark, and it's cold outside. But I have a 9-hour drive ahead of me and need to arrive at my destination by 4 p.m. I get up, have a meagre breakfast, and think to myself, hopefully it won't rain." Okay, you liking it so far?
This is incredible.
I'm just going to carry on with this. I'm just going to carry on. Thursday, 7 a.m. The sky lights up, and I actually believe that it's going to be a nice drive. Driving undies on? Check. Food? Check. Yogpod collection? Check. I put all of my junk in the car and start the engine.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Are you excited? It's good. It's going to be a good trip. Driving undies. I don't have a pair of driving undies, but I sort of know what he's talking about, you know? You have a couple of pairs of underpants that are preferred, you know, you just feel so comfortable when you wear them, and they're really old as
that's
well.
That's a little bit strange, but yeah, sure, sure. It feels like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Stupid, sexy Yognor.
Thursday, 7:05 a.m. I stop to get gas. Simon and Lewis are talking about the British winter, and a discussion about a gender-neutral term for snowman is going on. 7:15 a.m. Autobahn ho. As my car is on the highway, the sun gets kicked in the balls by thick clouds, and rain starts almost instantly. So much for the good weather. At least I have the Yog Pod Snogs cast. I secretly hope that the rain will not stay rain and become snow. Ah.
So he's driving through Germany then?
Yeah, I guess so, on the autobahn. I mean, we don't really know, but he could be. Where else do they have autobahns?
Just in Germany.
Thursday, 10 a.m. Almost 3 hours of the thickest rain I've seen all year make driving really hard. I can't see more than 50 meters ahead of me. Contrary to that, my horizon has been widened quite a lot. The talented Tina Barrett, toaster bag dishes, awful drunken phone pranks, and the realization that there are other people as musically untalented as me. While the two of you are doing the dragon quiz, I stop and drink some coffee.
When do you think he's just going to have some...
Thursday, 11:30.
Some ill effects from this. He's just going to start bleeding from his ears, gibbering, like scratching at his skin. He thinks there's insects underneath or something.
I think that's already happened. I mean, just the whole downloading it to your phone. Oh, dear.
You don't even have to listen. You've already infected.
Thursday, 11:13 a.m. I pass a Jaffa Cake truck and chuckle.
Yeah, it's starting.
Oh my god, he's hallucinating.
Starting.
A Jaffa Cake truck? Delivering enormous shipments of Jaffa Cakes across Europe. Do you really think Jaffa Cakes have their own enormous
McVitie's,
truck?
Yeah, McVitie's lorry, as we call it over here. A lorry.
I think that must be a mirage, don't you? He's like in the desert of Yogpod.
Instead of an oasis, he sees a lorry of Jaffa Cakes.
Thursday, 2:35 p.m. I reach my destination. Holy crap. Despite the rain, I am early. Despite my hurting eyes and butt, I keep sitting in my car and finish listening to the first Dungeons & Dragons Yogpod.
God.
Brick is awesome. 6:17 p.m. During the drive to the hotel, I pass a car with a license plate SIPS69.
What?
So SIPS. So he passes a car with the license number SIPS69.
I think he's seeing things again. He's gone deranged.
Yeah, that is odd.
Does this story end with him like stabbing someone in the heart in a conference room and then ripping his own eyes out?
I don't know, it's a long way to go.
He's like playing with entrails when the police find him.
Like in the end of Paranormal Activity. Oh no, you... Did you see the same Paranormal Activity? Did you see the same ending that I saw, though?
It didn't end like that, no. The police came... We're spoiling it for people who might want to see it now.
Friday, 6 a.m. Woken up to the Yog Pod. Skip breakfast and hit the road. Tonight will be the company's Christmas party, and I might as well be back early and get a little work done. 6:15 a.m. Upon entering the car and starting it, my mood brightens tenfold. D&D Yogpod Part 2 comes on. This will be a good couple of hours. Friday, 6:40 a.m. I stop to get gas. It's still early and I'm not ready for coffee. Instead, I buy a packet of Jaffa Cakes and get back on the road.
Hooray!
Damn you and your viral marketing techniques. So obviously what happened was... He went into the petrol station, and his eyes were just drawn to the orange and blue packaging. Do you reckon Jaffa Cakes are called something different in Germany?
Kuchen Sie Jaffa? No, probably not.
No, probably not. Friday, 6:40 a.m. Oh, I see. So he was on a business meeting, but he's not actually telling us any information about it at all. He's keeping it all secret. So he's actually finished his meeting and he's now driving back to his work for the work Christmas party. So he's got another 9-hour drive. Good God. Poor man. So he's got eight... So we, what did we calculate? Did we calculate it was 15 hours of Yogpods and he's got an approximately 18-hour drive? So he's well into the second D&D podcast by now, which is... It's going well. He seems to have lost his sanity slightly, but...
It was bound to happen.
I think we're still going.
There was no way that he was going to come out of this the same as he went in.
Friday, 8 a.m. Honeydew just finished reading The Last Watch, and I really enjoyed it. Great story. Friday, 9 a.m. The first Halloween special, recorded in the midst of August, and now it's the middle of December. Brilliant. Just what I need. Curiously enough, I enter a bank of thick fog at about the same time this episode begins. The fog will stay with me for the rest of the trip. Dun dun dun!
That's a little freaky. Maybe it's not fog, though. Maybe he's entering, like, Silent Hill or something. Was there a weird alarm that went off?
Friday, 9:30 a.m. Thinking about the cowboy MMO, I really wish you had thought of that creepy undertaker that is always a part of every good western. That would be a fun class to play. Or maybe the guy playing piano in the saloon. Playing that class should involve a hefty amount of Guitar Hero-esque minigames. Yeah, man, I agree. That's a good class. I'd like to be an undertaker in a cowboy MMO. That would be cool. Get onto that, Blizzard, Activision, and people like that. If you listen to the podcast, get on with it! Okay. Friday, 10:30 a.m. The finale of D&D Part 3. I am really cracking up when you mentioned that Hannah's evil eye beam has melted the inside of the tower whilst the outside has remained frozen. My car swerves out of its lane a little as I spaz out laughing.
Oh my god. It's happening. It's starting to happen.
Oh god! It's about to go off, isn't it? It's just going to be an accident or... You know, like 12:30 a.m. I wake up in hospital, like, or you know, I'm
no memory of the day before. I looked through my notes.
It's just a scrawl of weird writing. Oh god, it's just pictures of Tina Barrett eating Jaffa cakes, like wild-eyed. Friday, 12:15 p.m. Simon's Honeydew impression of Miss. Have you got any Dostoevsky? Causes another traffic endangering moment.
That was pretty funny, though. That was pretty funny. I can understand that.
Friday, 1:30 p.m. Almost perfectly timed with the most recent episode, I arrive back in the office. The weather these last 2 days has been totally crap. I am really glad I made the decision to take the entire Yogpod library along. You turned my trip into gold, and I was a little sad that there are no remaining Yogpods I can listen to. Despite what you may think, your podcast offers more than mere entertainment. The dynamic of randomly choosing topics and improvising is brilliant. Take the Monster Truck hoax or Simon's Cheese story, for example. I'll attempt to write a comprehensive one-sentence review for the Yogpod now. If you enjoy two witty British fellows constantly trolling each other whilst discussing some of the most fundamental questions...
Fundamentals.
I'm bugging it up. Ugh, it was a quite
fine,
difficult
just go
sentence.
With it. Just keep going. It's fine. Nobody will notice.
Fundamental questions of the information age. This podcast will blow your mind. To those about to yog, I salute you.
Oh, now that I like. That I like.
What's that from?
To those about to rock.
Oh.
AC/DC.
Right. Well, there we are. Thank you, luggage, from wherever you are from. Germany, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think that's summed up. I think that's summed up the year of Yogpod quite well, hasn't it, actually? What we've done this year.
Yeah, he's done the work for us. We don't have to go into that, really. Cheers,
yeah,
man.
That's fucking awesome. Cheers, dude, for that. Donate to the Yogpod, thanks.
Don't say that.
He got it all for free. He got 15 hours. You'd have to pay a lot for that if you were doing Ricky Gervais podcast, wouldn't you? Damn it.
Yeah, but I mean, you get what you pay for, to be honest. I mean, and this is free, so exactly.
Yeah, it's true. We have damaged your brain, so I suppose that is sort of compensation. So that's it from this quick Christmas podcast. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll be back in the new year with more stuff.
Ho, 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 ho.
More videos.
Ho, ho, ho. You're a
Please
ho.
Continue sending your crazy stories and stuff to yogscast@gmail.com. And you can also donate by PayPaling that address as well.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you very much. You too, Simon.
But...